And now I want you to turn with me to the book of the Song of Solomon. In your Old Testament, just before the beginning of the books of prophecy, the Song of Solomon, and chapter 6. In following up the visitors who visit Worth Baptist Church, one of the things that I hear most often is this: we like the relaxed, informal, and friendly atmosphere of your church. So I want you to just relax this morning. I never preach over an hour and a half. And we'll be going in a little while, but these are the most important moments of the entire worship hour. The Word of God. So I trust that you will find that relaxation and the informal atmosphere in which to worship God. The Song of the Solomon, of Solomon, chapter 6 and verse 3, after we pause in a moment of prayer. Father, we ask now that thy blessings would be upon the reading of the Scripture. We thank thee for this beautiful song of love that sets forth in type and symbol our relationship to thee through the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee that we have been wedded, we have been brought together, we have been united, we have been cemented and crystallized in our position in Christ. We pray again for those who may not have tasted the heavenly gift, that they might come today and trust the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Bless those who are seeking a church home and a place to serve thee. May they find it here at Worth Baptist. Is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen. The Song of Solomon, chapter 6 and verse 3. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. There are two things that are basic for the fulfillment of human need. One, to belong to someone, and two, to have someone belong to you. The psychologists tell us that in the first few days of a baby's life, the baby is well aware of the fact that there is either security or insecurity in the home. The baby, in its early moments, must feel the sense of belonging in order to be properly adjusted in life. There must be a sense of belonging. I do not believe there would be a better sense of feeling in anyone's heart than to know that they belong to somebody and somebody belongs to them. For example, the young boy. It makes him feel good to belong to the youth organizations. For example, the Boy Scout. He belongs. He's a part of it. And scouting is a part of him. The young adolescent has a good feeling to know that he belongs to his young lover, and his young lover belongs to him. The family man has a good feeling to know that he belongs to his family, and his family belongs to him. Now, what about your relationship, in passing, your relationship to the church? Is it not a good feeling for you to be able to say, I belong to this church? This is my church, and these are my people, and this is my pastor, such as it is. These are mine. I belong here. I think that's a very important feeling. I think it is necessary in the Christian's life to have the sense of belonging. But the greatest of all is to know that you belong to Jesus and Jesus belongs to you. The poet put it this way, "Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me, not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. I belong to Jesus." That's my message title for today. I belong to Jesus. Let us consider my text again. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. The picture here is of Solomon and his wife, but there is a greater picture of the Lord Jesus Christ and his bride, the born-again believers. Let us consider first then the statement, I am my beloved's. That's just another way of saying, I belong to Jesus. I want to show you four reasons why I belong to him. First of all, I belong to him because he died to rescue me from hell. I read in Galatians chapter 2 at verse 20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I belong to him because one day on Calvary's cross, he gave his life to rescue me from hell. I belong to him because I have been born into the family of God. John put it this way in his first epistle, in his first chapter of the gospel, in verse 13, being born again, having been born over anew, not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. I belong to Jesus Christ. If you are saved, you belong to Jesus Christ because he has given himself that you might be born into the family of God. I belong to Jesus in the third place because he purchased my salvation with his own blood. In the book of Acts chapter 20 and verse 28, the Apostle Paul in his farewell address to the Ephesian elders said, and keep yourselves and the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseer to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. You and I have been purchased with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, you and I belong to him by virtue of the fact that we have been purchased by his own blood. I belong to Jesus because I have been adopted by the Holy Spirit. In Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 and verse 5, Paul writes, but when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that are under the law, that we might receive the spirit of adoption. We might be adopted into the family of God. I have been adopted. My name has been written down. I'm a child of the King. Because by the Holy Spirit, I have been adopted into the family of God. You see, sonship has two stages. The generative stage that we get through the new birth. And then, secondly, the adoptive stage that we get through being adopted by the Holy Spirit as legal sons, adult sons in the family of God. So we can be heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. I belong to Jesus. I proudly declare unto you today, I am His. I am His garden. You know, when a man goes out and plows a garden and plants the seed and the sun and rain and then comes the plants, oh, it makes him feel good when he sees the cultivation in the garden. I am His garden. And I have laid bare the furrows of my life that Jesus Christ might cultivate me and make me fruitful for Him. I am His garden. I am His jewel. The next time you wishfully look in the jewelry counter at those sparkling diamonds and rubies and precious stones, remember this, that the stone you see is a part of the master stone. It has been polished. It has been shined. It has been cultivated to look like the master stone. I am His jewel. And I have given my life to Him, the master jeweler, that He might polish and shine me in His own likeness and in His own image. I am His. I am His jewel. I am His house, and He dwells in me in the person of the Holy Spirit. And I like this next thought. I am His bride, and He lavishes all His divine love upon me. I have been joined by the ceremony of the Holy Spirit to Him. He is the husband and we are the bride. I am His. I am His servant. And I have long since dedicated my life to Him, to serve Him all the days that I live. I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me, not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. I am His steward. He has invested in me certain things. He has invested in me whatever talent, whatever energy, whatever strength, whatever money, whatever resources I have. He has invested those in me. And I am His steward to manage them properly for Him. I am His. Again, I proudly declare to you, I am His. Because I am His, He loves me with an everlasting love. Because I am His, He nourishes me with heavenly manna. I am feasting from a manna of a bountiful supply. I'm drinking from a fountain that shall never run dry. I am His, and because I am His, He nourishes me daily with the manna from heaven. Because I am His, He keeps me with supernatural power. He has His great arms of love thrown about me. So Peter could write, who are kept by the power of God, ready to be revealed in the last day. Because I am His, He keeps me day by day. Oh, that's a beautiful thought. Because I am His, He comforts me with His Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless, but I will send another comforter. I will send you the Holy Spirit. He will comfort you. Oh, because I am His, in the hours of sorrow and loneliness and distress, He comforts me by His Holy Spirit. Because I am His, He fills me with His own sweet peace. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." I have a peace in my soul this morning that passes all the understanding of this world. Let war rage, let poverty come, let famine break loose, let depression come. I have a peace in my heart because I'm His. He fills me with sweet peace. Because I am His, He hears me when I pray. Never a prayer of yours goes unheard or unanswered. God always answers prayer. Sometimes God says yes. Sometimes God says no. Sometimes God says, "Wait a while." But God always answers prayer. And you and I can say today, because we are His, He answers our prayer. I belong to Him. In sickness and in health, I belong to Him. In poverty and in wealth, I belong to Him. In life and in death, I belong to Him. For time and for eternity, I belong to Him. I am a citizen of this nation. I belong to this country. I am a citizen of this state. I belong to this state. I am a citizen of this county. I belong to this county. I am a citizen of this city. I belong to this city. I belong to this church. I belong to my family. But most of all, first, last, and always, I belong to Him. For He has purchased me with His own blood. Yes, I can say, I am my beloved's. I belong to Jesus. And let us observe that second thought of my text. My beloved is mine. My beloved is mine. That's just another way of saying, Jesus belongs to me. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. Not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. Jesus belongs to me. He belongs to me because God gave Him to me. I read it in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He belongs to me because He was God's gift to me. If there had not been another lost sinner in all the world, I am firmly convinced today that God would have given Christ for me. For He loves us individually, personally. He belongs to me because one day I received Him as my own personal Savior. I read in John 1, 11 and 12, He came unto His own, and His own received Him not, but as many as received Him. Did you get that? As many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Have you received Him? Have you believed on His name? Do you belong to Christ? Does Jesus belong to you? He belongs to me because I received Him as my own personal Savior. I know He belongs to me today because He lives in my heart. He lives, He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me. He talks with me. All along the way, I hear His voice of mercy. I see His hand of cheer, and just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. You ask me how I know He lives? He lives within my heart. I know He's mine. I wouldn't thank an angel to come and tell me that Jesus belongs to me. I know it. He is in my heart. He belongs to me. I am proud to declare to you that He is mine. He is the captain of my salvation. Therefore, He fights all my battles. He is the shepherd of my life. Therefore, He leads me over the uneven pathway into the paths of righteousness and rest and refreshment. The shepherd of my life. He is the bishop of my soul. Therefore, He teaches me the way of holiness. He is my great protector. Therefore, I fear no evil. No evil. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He's mine, the great protector. He is my all in all. Therefore, I shall want for nothing. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not want a bed for rest. I shall not want a table for food. I shall not want water to drink. I shall not want a companion in loneliness. I shall not want for a shepherd when I go astray. Because He is my all in all. He's mine, and I'm happy about it today. Because He is mine, I shall never hunger, for He is the bread of life. Because He is mine, I shall never thirst, for He is the water of life. Because He is mine, I shall never perish, for He is the Savior of life. Because He is mine, I shall never, 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 never get lost, because He is the way of life. Because He is mine, I shall never walk in darkness, because He is the light of life. Because He is mine, I shall never despair. Because He is the hope of life. Because He is mine, I shall never, never die. Oh, I know if Jesus tarries His coming, one day you will come by and say, doesn't He look natural? And somebody will say, well, He's passed on. He's dead. That's not altogether true. Oh, this breath will leave this body. These eyes shall blink no longer. This tongue shall speak no more. This heart will not beat. But I am not dead. I have just begun to live. For Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Because He's mine, I shall never die. Do you belong to Jesus? Can you say, I am my beloved? And my beloved is mine. Would you know the way to God? Would you live the holy life? Would you go to heaven? You must belong to Jesus. You see, nature forms us. Sin deforms us. Jesus transforms us. I like that. Let me give you an instant replay on that. Nature forms us. Sin deforms us. But thanks be unto God, Jesus Christ transforms us into his own likeness and into his own glory. I'm happy because I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine. Is he yours? Do you know him in the pardon and forgiveness of your sins? You can by simple childlike faith in him. In the days of the ancient Romans, the white stone had a great meaning. It was very important. If a man was on trial for murder and he was acquitted by the jury, the Roman court gave him a white stone with his name engraved on it to prove that he was innocent of murder. When a man had a slave and was ready to free him, he gave to the slave a white stone and put his name on it to prove that he was free. When a warrior went forth to war and won the victory, the Romans gave him a white stone and wrote his name on that stone to signify that he was the victor. Let me tell you something. One day I was accused of every sin in the book. One day I was a slave. But I have been exonerated. I have been set free. And my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I believe the white stone is glistening in the sky because I belong to Jesus and he belongs to me. Let us stand for our prayer. Our Father, we thank thee for Jesus Christ, thy Son and our Savior. We thank thee that we are his and he is ours. Forgive us for these sins and shortcomings that are in our lives. Oh, when we stand in the light of his presence, we feel so unworthy and so unclean and so impure and so sinful. But we thank thee that we have a white stone today, a stone of redemption. We thank thee that we belong to Jesus and Jesus belongs to us. And now, Heavenly Father, I pray if there be those in this congregation who have not yet trusted him, who do not know him, who cannot say, I belong to Jesus, may they come today and trust him as their Savior. For those, Heavenly Father, who have trusted him, but somehow the stone is a little dim today, the sparkle and the glitter is not as bright as it ought to be. Oh, may they come and have that white stone polished by thy grace. For those, Heavenly Father, who are seeking a church home and need a place to serve and a place to worship, may they come by thy Spirit to unite with this church, if it be thy will. Continue the thrust and the tidal wave of spiritual revival in our midst in these days. And may we rejoice again and again and again and again because we belong to Jesus and Jesus belongs to us. In his name we pray. While our heads are bowed, in a moment the choir is going to sing, and when they begin to sing, I'm going to ask that in the congregation you remain with your heads bowed in prayer. Will you do that? Let me ask you a heart-to-heart question. Could you pretend for a moment that there's no one here but you? Just you and God. Just you. Just you. Let me ask you, can you really say in your heart, I belong to Jesus? Now, I'm not asking you, did you belong to the church, or do you belong to the church, or have you been baptized, or have you learned the catechisms, or have you memorized the scriptures, or have you done this or that and the other? I ask you, do you by new birth belong to Jesus Christ? Does Jesus belong to you? Can you say with Solomon, I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine? Can you say it and mean it today? If not, why don't you step out of your seat this morning and come and let us show you from the Word of God how you can be saved, and you can go away saying, I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. Oh, you say, but preacher, I'm not ready for it. Well, let me ask you, what are you waiting on? Oh, you say, preacher, I'm waiting for some great feeling. You may never get it. Salvation does not come by feeling. Salvation comes by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and then comes the feeling. Jesus has died. If you are lost, He's ready to save you this moment, right now, as the Holy Spirit leads you this way. Step out of your seat. Come to the front. We will pray with you. We will show you how that you can belong to Jesus by trusting Him as your Savior. If you are here today as a church member or a member somewhere else and you'd say, preacher, I am saved. I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. There's no question about that. But my life, oh, I don't have the peace. I don't have the happiness. I don't have the joy. Why don't you step out right now? Kneel at this altar and ask God to give you that joy. You can have it if you'll just ask for it and give your life in full surrender to Him. Are you here today and you'd like to say, preacher, God is leading me to join this church? You may join by letter from another Baptist church. You may come by baptism. You may come on your statement of having been baptized under the auspices of a Baptist church. While we sing the first stanza.